Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
And the government should reverse its decision that it took earlier this year on not having a Netflix levy, as it's called, and introduce now a content levy on streaming services. So say members of the Media Committee, the Oireachtas Media Committee. And Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD and member of that committee, joins us. Malcolm, back in April, Arts Minister Patrick O'Donovan said people are paying enough for their TV, doesn't see any reason to impose a planned content levy on streaming services. Why do you think that he's wrong?
Well, good morning, Kira, and good morning to your listeners. And yes, certainly the minister is right to be concerned about the cost of living increases. I think the real issue there is the fact that Irish consumers are paying so much for streaming services. For instance, on Netflix, only viewers in Switzerland and Denmark across Europe pay more than we do in Ireland. That said, the streaming services, you know, provide very good services. It's a wide range of productions.
Sure, and it's a choice. People don't have to sign up to it.
Exactly. But what's being proposed here, because all that money is, you know, those profits and those companies are making large profits, they're being taken out of the state. What's being proposed here is the introduction of what is known as the streaming levy. It's been introduced already in 17 other EU member states. It's also in place in Canada. It's been considered in the UK and in Australia. And it's a requirement of those companies to contribute toward a levy that will support independent film, television and animation production in the relevant countries. So in this case, it would be Ireland. Our committee, we're considering the Broadcasting Amendment Bill, which will come before the Oireachtas shortly. The main purposes of this bill are around transparency and accountability in public service media, addressing a lot of the issues, for instance, that came up when we heard about some of the scandals that impacted on RTE. But some of the other aspects of the bill are about how do we support the very vibrant film and television and animation sector here in Ireland. It does require funding. The minister made a policy decision that he felt that it's best that funding would come from general taxation. Our committee has held a long-standing view, and we recommended again that we would introduce this streaming levy. In most countries, in fact, the levy, because it's relatively modest, it isn't passed on to consumers. But being totally transparent, if it were to be entirely passed on to consumers, you're probably talking about something of the order of 20 to 30 cents per month on an individual's subscription. But as I said, the evidence...
Okay, people will be very interested in those sums. So you're talking about 20 to 30 cents per month on an individual's subscription. What would that generate for the very vibrant industry that you're talking about?
So the estimates we would receive from witnesses who came before the committee would be something of the order of over 20 million per year. There is by the way, Commission in Mian, which is the media regulator, they did commission an independent report on how the levy would work and compared it with other jurisdictions. But certainly we would be talking about starting at something of the order of around 20 okay. million.
Okay.
It's not a huge sum.
But a couple of questions. The people who will be paying this, if it is passed on, the 20 to 30 cent per month, they're not clamoring for this. They're not looking to pay this. And they presumably are happy enough with the content that they're paying for already. That's why they're paying for it. So we're asking people to pay more money for something that they're not looking for, which some people won't want. But also you've described our industry here as very vibrant. If it's so vibrant, why do they need this money?
Well, in order to be able to fund film or television series or animation series, you have to have initial resources. And while some of that is coming from areas like Screen Ireland and so on, there is a need for more to do it. And it is an investment. I mean, people will be aware that when we invest in film and television and animation, it creates a very positive image of Ireland. There's a return in terms of jobs, but there's also cultural tourism in terms of, you think about, for instance, the Banshees of Inisherin, where it attracted people to come to Ireland on foot of the film. And there are many other examples as well. Our point is I think there's a generally accepted principle, and the minister certainly accepts it. We do need to look at ways of investing within this sector. The minister has taken the
view. But you're talking about you were actually talking about other people, though. You're talking about investing other people's money. You're talking about investing subscribers of Netflix money.
Yeah.
Who may not want to do this.
I subscribe to streaming services as well. Well, I would make the argument that I think people do. I think people want to see quality Irish productions. They want to see Irish stories. And if people, for instance, look at Netflix at the moment, you'll see increasing numbers of productions coming from other EU member states. You know, there's a lot of stuff from the Nordic countries. We're seeing stuff from Poland, from Italy, all countries with the, you know, with these levies that help to fund those productions. This is something, I suppose, from our committee, it's been something that we have been consistent on. As I say, the evidence is, if we look at the other 17 member states, it's not passed on to consumers. And in fact, what it is it hits the very large profits some of those companies.
If you ask consumers,
you know, yes, of course, they're happy with the product.
But
if you say to consumers, are you happy that in only after Denmark and Switzerland, Ireland is paying, you know, Irish consumers are paying the highest for our subscription to Netflix? Why is that the case? And surely some of those profits can be used to reinvest.
We are definitely going to ask consumers, because that's most of what our listeners are this morning. They will be consumers of subscription services. Thank you for coming on and highlighting this with us. We will ask people what they think about that this morning. That is Malcolm Byrne, their Fianna Fáil TD and member of the media committee.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.